You're listening to
Radio
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Do you know how important the oceans actually are? The ocean produces over half of the world's oxygen and absorbs 50 times more carbon dioxide than our atmosphere. The ocean transports heat from the equator to the poles, regulating our climate and weather patterns. Not only does the ocean provide seafood, it also contains ingredients from everyday foods such as peanut butter and soy milk. Many medicinal products come from the ocean, including ingredients that help fight cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, and heart disease. So when people say, "Why should I care about the ocean?" this is why. This is what Oceana fights for. Protecting the oceans at any cost necessary. Oceana has already protected 4 million square miles of the oceans, and we don't plan to stop now. Do your part. Become an Oceana member today and help protect one of the things we need the most. Oceana. Save the oceans. Feed the world.
Gang.
Oh
my God. Wait, hold on. Alyssa, speak.
Hello.
Speak louder.
Hello.
Speak again.
Hello.
What mic are you on?
3.
Okay, speak again.
Hello.
Okay, that's better.
Oh, my.
Okay, Leah, speak.
Hello.
Oh, God.
This is all twisted. Can I untwist this?
Hello.
Leah, jiggle the back of the thing.
Sorry?
On the mic.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you're allowed to speak.
I don't know if you can say that on air.
Okay, is this better?
That's better. Don't touch it now.
Okay.
Oh. All right, Bella, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, amazing. Hi, everyone.
Yay!
This is the final episode of Stereotypes for the semester. I hope you guys have been enjoying Radiothon. It has been a wild ride. Welcome to Stereotypes. We have guests today. I'm DJ Lucas.
I'm DJ L.
And then we have 3 amazing guests with us. Introduce yourselves.
My name is Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence.
I'm Leah.
Hi, Leah. Leah's been on our show before.
I'm Bella.
Oh, my mom said Bella has an echo.
What?
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 Wait, Bella, speak.
Hello?
Okay, well.
Whoa.
It doesn't seem
really echoing. It's not echoing in the headphones.
Yeah, it's not. I think it's probably fine. I don't know. Okay. You know what? Our equipment blind. Currently is at its wit's end. Our equipment is starting to give up for the semester, right. And we have 3 more days. So, honestly, it kind of is what it is.
It's fine.
Wait, can I add Bad Romance, Alejandro, and Telephone are clean?
Alejandro's not on this album. Neither is Bad Romance.
Telephone.
Neither is Telephone.
Oh.
That's on the Fame Monster.
Whoa.
Oh. We're sorry. We're trying to figure out the songs we're going to play.
All right.
We're sorry.
I think Summer Boy is a fun one. Why don't we just play that?
That's so cute.
How do you not know that song?
Okay, let's play it.
Oh, all right. Whoa.
Someone's on there, period.
Guys, are we allowed to say that?
Can you say better. That?
Better. Alyssa, I think yours has an echo. I'm not going to lie to you.
Mine?
I don't
so
hear
that's
any
echoes.
Oh, maybe it's Leah's. Leah, speak.
I don't hear any
echoes. I don't hear any echoes. What did I do?
All right, whatever. No, it's fine. Just leave it. Just all vote. Right. Just
yeah,
vote.
It's whatever. Yeah. It's
what should we talk about, everyone?
All right. Well, how was everyone's semester?
Lit.
Being pulled through by my wig.
I am excited to leave.
Get me out of here.
It was probably my most intense semester yet. It was very intense.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, I agree.
That really did something to me. Wow.
I'm a changed person.
Not for the better.
Not for the better.
Yes, not for good. No.
Because I knew spring 2026, I have not been changed
okay,
for good.
Okay, land the plane.
Okay, all right.
Land the plane counter starts now.
It was good. It was good. Anyway, so we had like an idea in mind. Let's talk about, there's two different things we're going to talk about. Okay. We're going to talk about our summer plans. And then we're going to talk about food because why not?
All right, cut it off.
Okay, Lucas, what are your summer plans?
Work.
Right. Oh, I love this show.
Right. I love this show. Work, honestly.
I hate when you multitask.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I hate when you multitask.
Alyssa, what are your summer plans?
Let me tell you. I'm going to go work, but I'm a substitute teacher, so I'll be doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do a summer show for once. I'm going to take a breather. Wow. Yep, it's going to be good. That's about it.
That's good, though.
No trips, no nothing planned. I'm just going home.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Leah, would you like to share?
Hopefully nothing, you know. I go home on my birthday, so that'll be fun.
Birthday launch.
It's going to May 17th. Nasty 19.
Yeah.
What are we doing for your birthday?
I want all of us to go. Okay.
How do we feel about some background music?
I like it. I feel like I'm in Animal Crossing.
You can't
Crossing.
Hear it because you don't have your headphones on.
I can hear it. It's nice. But I want all of us to go to Dave and Buster's. How does that sound, guys?
And get Dave's hot chicken.
Double Dave Day.
And everyone has to dress up as a different Dave.
I call Davy Jones.
My dib is on Dave from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know. Think about it. Daves, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know many Daves.
Gotta think of some Daves.
Alvin's a good pull. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, but hopefully nothing over the summer. Some days on your boat, perhaps?
My dad just texted me and said Summer Lovin' is ready to roll. We just got the boat
and oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Why did the power just flicker?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
Bella Lawrence, what are your plans?
David Bowie.
That's a good one.
My plan is to audition for Bear the Musical. Hopefully get into that. Do that. And then sit on Alyssa's couch.
I want to do that too.
And so, to get our bag.
Yes.
I'm also joining Alyssa as a substitute this summer.
Yay. Okay.
So I will be doing that.
That's so fun. I love substitute teaching. I really, really like it. It's so fun.
That's my plan.
It is just so
good
fun.
Good plan.
Lawrence?
I also have to work, sadly, but I'm going to work at a coffee shop, so it's going to be a
That's amazing.
I'm going to work at Seven Brew.
Alyssa loves Seven Brew.
Okay, hold on. What's our Seven Brew orders? Let's go. What are they?
Let me go first. Oh, an iced blondie with oat milk and caramel drizzle.
That's good.
I don't really get Seven Brew like that.
Okay. I know. The only time I've gotten it, I got a smoothie, and it was pretty good.
I like the berry smoothie.
Yeah. I got a good strawberry banana. It's pretty good. Okay. Well, the new Starbucks menu dropped today.
You didn't say what you were doing on the
Starbucks. Oh. I did. I said I'm working.
That's all. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's it.
I mean, I got to make that money.
Yes, there's a new refresher I tried.
Somebody's got to afford groceries next semester.
It's called the Butterfly Refresher.
It is. I'm actually drinking it right... I mean, not right now because I'm at the station, but...
It's really good.
It's decent. I think it is really good, actually. Like, I like it. The popping pearls are okay.
It, like, comes with the popping pearls?
Yeah, but you can get it without them.
Do you like popping pearls?
I don't.
No.
I'm not a big fan.
I don't like it.
I don't like that.
You're a big boba lover, though.
Yeah, you can say that.
Boba.
All right.
All right. Well, today I was thinking that it would be kind of fun. I kind of got this idea last night, but it'd be kind of fun to, like, just talk about food. Because Alyssa is really hungry.
Yeah. Let's torture Alyssa.
Let's play the torture Alyssa game.
Can we start with fries?
Fries. Alyssa, you're not talking into the mic enough.
We start with fries?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay, who's starting?
Okay, well, let's, are we going to go with, like chain restaurants only, right?
We don't have to, but we can.
Okay, well.
Let's leave it open.
I know.
Yeah, like, true.
Just different fried types,
fair,
man.
Okay. What are our favorite fries, though? Like fast food fries or, like, any fries in general? I'm going to give my top three.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, big three. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Are you calling me big?
Go ahead.
The truth. Okay.
Actually, I kind of have to think about this, but I think number three is McDonald's.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Number two is Dave's Hot Chicken.
Okay.
I think they're good. They're really good.
I want everyone to know that's listening right now. Me and him had a conversation before we even started about how he didn't like Dave's.
I said it was okay.
That's weird.
I said it was all right. I said it was nothing special.
I just wanted
special.
To bring that up.
The views or opinions discussed during today's episode do not advertise or reflect anything. They reflect our opinions only.
Thank all you. Right, good blood. What's your number one fry? All right,
what's the number one?
Sounds like we're gonna get controversial here.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Go take a lap.
The waffle.
Go somewhere. Else.
Okay, yes. It's okay to be wrong.
The waffle.
Okay, next.
That's like kind of.
I'm gonna turn your mics off.
What? Silenced.
I think Chick-fil-A is the best. I used to work at a Chick-fil-A.
I wouldn't say the best lineup.
No,
I've ever seen.
That.
I mean, you're probably gonna say something, and it's gonna open my eyes. But
Bella, you had a strong reaction to that. Do you have an opinion on this?
Well, I just think the Chick-fil-A fries are kind of bland and not very crunchy. I like McDonald's fries. I really like the new shaker fries that they have for the K-pop Demon Hunter.
Oh, I haven't had that.
It's really yum.
Dill pickle fry.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
I'm so hungry. Oh, my God.
This is hurting.
Leah can back me up on this. Pizza Hut actually has crazy good fries.
Can we talk about that? Because Pizza Hut has the
and no one would expect this.
And they're gone.
They sell fries?
They sell fries.
Every time I used to go, I would get wings and fries. And the fries are life-changing. I don't even know.
Is Pizza Hut still in business? Genuinely?
I haven't seen one in a very long time. But
really
I miss it.
Yeah.
They're breadsticks and fries.
My dad just texted me, Arby's curly fries are elite, and I'm going to have to disagree. I was literally going to say I think Arby's fries are the worst fries I've ever had.
Really?
I like them.
I think they're pretty good.
I love a good curly fry.
Can
I
get
like
my rating?
Seasoned fries.
Yes, please.
Go ahead. All right, number three, McDonald's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Taco Bell nachos.
Oh, yeah.
Good, good.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Arguably number one. Number one, though, Burger King fries.
Oh, whoa.
Wrong.
Burger King fries.
No. You just ruined your ranking. No.
You just
over
ruined
Taco
it.
Taco Bell?
Bro.
Yes.
There's no
with way. Their ketchup?
There's no way.
Okay, wait.
Ketchup?
Guys, have you ever tried the pickle fries at Applebee's?
No, but they sound incredible.
They're they're amazing. All right, sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, but like, yeah, French fries.
Okay, Lawrence, what's your ranking?
Now that you bring up the Taco Bell nacho fry, I gotta say that's my number one.
Absolutely,
that has to be number one.
Absolutely,
that's valid.
That's so valid.
Lawrence, can you talk in the mic a little closer? Yeah. Thank you.
Number two, number two, probably McDonald's. Number three.
A big decision.
No, I do like Applebee's fries. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah.
No.
That's
you know,
valid.
You know what fries are the best? Recovery Grill.
What do you know about Recovery?
What do you know about Recovery?
I know nothing.
I haven't heard that
grill.
Name in years.
I know nothing.
Oh wow!
So Lucas needs good. To come to the 518.
You need to come to the 518. Wow.
All right, I will be coming to the 518.
Wow. So with
deep
a burger.
Cut. Deep cut.
Put them in the burger.
Whoa!
Thank you, Bugaki.
Yeah,
no,
thank you, Bugaki.
The pickle fries, guys. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
All right. Can I propose a noodle?
Wait, Leah, did you do yours?
A fry? Did
yeah,
I?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, it's probably McDonald's, if I had to say.
Your top.
McDonald's
your
over Dave's.
Top.
Well, Pizza Hut first.
Okay.
Oh, yes. We talked about that.
That's right. Okay, we did. We did do this.
And then McDonald's. And
okay.
then Dave's.
Amazing.
Salad. Salad.
All right, what was the next one?
Pasta shapes.
Our favorite pasta shape.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let me begin. Angel hair.
Mm-hmm.
Angel hair is so
that's your top.
Angel hair is elite. I love angel hair.
Is angel hair, like, different from spaghetti?
Yeah, it's even thinner.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm a really big fan of... rigatoni.
Bella has it pulled up on Google right now. She's looking up shapes.
I need the shapes.
So do I.
I'm a really big fan of rigatoni. That's probably my top. I just love it.
Rigatoni in a pasta salad.
You like rigatoni in a pasta salad?
Only in a pasta salad.
Wait, but it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be the spirally ones in a pasta salad.
Oh, that's not rigatoni. That's
rigatoni. Yeah,
rigatoni
is just
rigatoni is like
just
the fat
big
one.
With a hole.
Wait.
Rotini. You're looking at rotini.
You're looking at rotini, bro.
I like
bro.
Rotini.
You're looking at the rotini.
You're looking at the rotini.
Lots of red. I don't like... Can I speak?
Speak.
You're liking the penne.
No. I don't like lasagna. And I never have.
I think that's okay.
Really?
Oh.
Lasagna.
Do you disagree with that?
I like it.
Alyssa, I'm 1,000%
with you. Call me Garfield,
you.
But I love
I'm with you. I do not. I just don't like lasagna, like, really at all.
No, it just doesn't float my boat.
It doesn't. It's just, to me, it's just, like, mushy pasta and, I don't know.
I think it's good if it's, like, left out.
Oh, my gosh, it's
like
time to be
up.
Real.
It's better that way.
Yeah, no, I'm good. But I think rigatoni is really good. I like a rotini and a pasta salad.
Same.
I love a good tortellini. Does that count?
Tortellini.
I love a good tortellini and I love a good gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
It's people say gnocchi, but it's not that. My family is very Italian. It's pronounced gnocchi.
Okay.
Thank you.
But you can, you know.
I like that one, too. It's got, like, the cheese in it, right?
Nope.
That was a potato?
That's tortellini.
Yeah,
tortellini.
I'm with you, though.
It's got the cheese.
Yeah.
Tortellini.
The tortellini that's at the Mask and Hammer Senior Center.
That was so good.
I don't like ravioli. Makes me uncomfortable.
What?
Whoa. Like these are crazy
it's
tastes.
It's so uncomfortable. Okay, like it's one thing
like
to not like ravioli.
Why are you uncomfortable? I don't like it. It makes me feel weird.
What?
Okay. All right.
Well, you know what I do like? A chicken and star when it's shaped like a star.
Yeah.
They used to have those at the bistro. At the bistro, they would have the little star shapes.
Oh, yeah, and the soup.
I loved that.
That's wonderful.
We love a good pasta. Okay, how about a chicken nugget?
You just said that because I just Googled it.
No.
Chicken nugget. Check out this.
Are we talking
huge.
Fast food or are we talking like shape, like frozen shape?
Fast food. Like, okay. And this is, it's not a chicken tender, it's a chicken nugget. They're two different things.
Yes,
this is huge. But I prefer a tender.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's not what we're talking about right now.
Boneless chicken wing, though? Are we counting that?
No, like a chicken nugget.
But like a boneless chicken wing is a chicken nugget.
No, it's not, bro. Round. That's a chicken wing. That's a whole different category.
We're just fighting just a fight now. What are we doing?
Just vote.
All right. I guess we're
Wendy's.
You like Wendy's?
Wendy's
the best?
Number one?
I think so.
They're pretty good.
They're okay.
Don't they have saucy now?
Yeah.
Yes, the saucy nugs. I really love. I love the saucy nugs.
I think the chicken is the most like chicken.
Fair.
Okay.
In the Wendy's nugget.
Where did we eat?
This is making me hungry.
Huh?
I'm so hungry. Where did we eat recently? And it was like. They're known for their chicken, and it was bad. It was in this New York
Canes.
City. Raising
Canes.
Raising
Canes.
But that's a chicken tender. That's
terrible.
Not. It's not nuggets. That's a different category. That's
terrible.
A different category.
Canes was not good.
Hey, Mom. Terrible.
I probably had every single kind of chicken you could bro.
Bland.
I've had every kind of chicken you can imagine. It was did not live up to the hype.
Nope.
No,
it was not good.
Nugget. Like, what's the nugget breaking?
I don't really order nuggets. I'm not really a nugget guy.
No, really?
Talk about Tinder, though?
I'm going to
talk Tinder.
I got opinions.
I got to say, Wendy's saucy nugs are definitely up there. I would put those at, like, a solid 2.
Yeah, they're really good.
I would say number 1 is Chick-fil-A.
Can I ask,
has
anyone...
not even nugget-shaped, though.
But it's, like, but
that's
they are...
That's basically a boneless
but at least,
wing.
No, but at least they're called chicken nuggets.
Stuff. No, like, she's saying what we're all scared to say.
At least they're called nuggets.
Oh,
can I ask, has anyone here had the Taco Bell chicken nuggets?
No, yes. I have not.
I've heard
and
they're so good.
They're actually really good.
And they're actually really good.
My birthday is coming up.
They are more like a boneless.
DoorDash can make it to my door. Thank you.
They're more like a boneless
really
wing
good.
Than a nugget.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
They also have like a
well,
new
since
sauce.
We,
the best nuggets
since
are
we want
boneless
wings.
Wings
so bad, let's talk about boneless wings.
Ooh. Attitude.
Do we have
today.
Fine. Chicken. I prefer boneless. I'm gonna go out there and say it right
my
now.
Yeah, favorite, absolutely. Yes, obviously.
Oh, bone in is too messy.
My favorite, the bistro.
Like all you can get.
Back in
what?
Our hometown.
Yeah.
Why?
I love a good boneless wing, but
I feel like I'm in the Hunger Games.
Yes,
like I
kind of
like
that. I'm at medieval times eating like my chicken.
No, but I like that though. I kind of like I like that sometimes
when you're like starving, so you can shove it in your mouth.
Well, I think it's like infantile to like.
Okay, moving on.
All right, clap if you care. My favorite. I really like Applebee's boneless wings.
Those are really,
they're
good.
Really good.
I feel like every time I've had them, they're really good. And you know, this is controversial, but I really do not like Buffalo Wild Wings at all.
No, I
that
don't
is a hot
either.
Take.
That is a hot
that's
take.
A hot take that I have to
I
disagree.
Right
Leah,
now.
Your mic's broken.
I would devour. You're Buffalo
making me
wild.
Oh my god, a Buffalo Wild Wings mac and cheese right now.
Is it better?
So yeah, that's good. Better.
I also
I
don't like Buffalo
so
Wild
good.
Wings.
Oh, it went out again, Leah. Just use Bella's. Just
we'll
use
just
Bella's.
Have to hold this mic the whole time.
It's crackling. Just use Bella's, please.
All right.
Please, I beg of you.
Wait, which one was that one, though? Was that 2? That's 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I turned it off. I don't like Buffalo Wild Wings, and
I don't think
everything time I've gotten chicken wings from there, they've either been burnt or really mid. I don't know. It just is. And
it's
then
like,
you're not going at the
inside.
Right time.
They're just kind of all bread.
Loud
maybe
and
you're
wrong.
Getting the second hand.
Maybe you're getting
loud.
The second hand.
They're
drying it for you.
That's crazy.
Can I circle back? I hate a shell pasta.
What?
You hate shells.
I hate shell. They make
on.
Me uncomfortable.
No, honestly. So you don't
shell?
Like? Do you just not
never cook?
Do you just
right.
not like stuffed pasta then?
No, because I like a pierogi.
That's
and
not
I like
pasta.
And I like a tortellini.
Do you know what a pierogi is? A
yes.
pierogi is like Polish. It has nothing to do with pasta.
But I'm letting you know that I do like when my
cheese I'm just letting
you
know.
I'm just letting you know I like jelly donuts. I like pierogis. I like when
that's been our diet for the past 3 weeks. Pierogis and chicken
no,
nuggets.
I've literally like my ancestors
nothing
had a
else.
Potato every day for the past 2 weeks. Like literally the only thing I have
we
is
we are
potatoes.
In a potato famine.
Really?
Right now.
My ancestors. Is in a potato famine. Right now.
Guys. We are embraced.
We are.
Us. Only thing I can afford. It's not a joke.
Okay.
My
but...
potatoes.
What's everyone's
restart my
okay.
potatoes?
What's everyone you're ordering wings, what flavor do you choose?
Honey barbecue
okay.
or mild.
Okay.
garlic parm.
Yeah, garlic parm.
Garlic parm.
Okay, or, like, yeah.
I'm with you with honey barbecue.
Or
I'm
lemon pepper.
Very opinionated.
But here's the thing. If I'm having barbecue wings, I don't want it, like, drowning in barbecue sauce. I just want a nice glaze on top.
No, I beg to differ.
Nice glaze.
I don't want to taste the chicken.
Who doesn't love a nice glaze? Do.
But also, Dunkin'
Nobody's
ranch.
Listening. Dunk it in ranch. Honey barbecue ranch combo is crazy. I love that. No, I love it.
Okay.
No, like, but like Applebee's, the honey barbecue Applebee's wings dipped in ranch is peak. There's nothing more peak than that.
Peak.
It's peakness.
Do you like jelly donuts?
Yes.
That's...
Jelly donuts are always the last one in the box, aren't they?
I mean, I don't reach for it first.
Well, what are you reaching for first?
Well, Lawrence and I were just talking about this the other day. Growing up, I was always a Boston cream kid, but like now I reach for a blueberry donut. A
really?
Blueberry.
Yeah, a good blueberry.
I'm a strawberry frosted.
I love a good blueberry. I also love a good old fashioned. Like, you know what I'm talking? Like,
that's
old
fashioned.
No.
Or just apple cider.
No. An old fashioned glazed donut.
Glazed donut.
Yes. An old fashioned glazed donut, bro.
Oh, glazed donut.
It's
no one
peak.
Calls it old
like
fashioned.
It's peak. Well, my donut shop
donut.
Does.
Old
fashioned
donut.
And let her speak. And
nothing.
Donut.
Wait, what'd you say?
Nothing beats apple cider donut.
It has to be warm.
Apple cider cinnamon. Donut.
Yeah, like, if it's like a warm, crispy.
Yeah,
warm and crispy, yeah.
Okay, wait, now I want to hear everyone's donut flavors because I'm getting flamed on air. So.
Okay.
I spoke mine into the world.
I mean, I kind of...
glazed, just straight glazed.
I like a glaze, but it needs to be like a crispy glaze. It can't be like a doughy, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I love doughy donuts.
I personally don't. I don't know.
So much.
Well, actually, I mean, like, I do. I really do. There's a donut shop in my hometown that literally just makes the best donuts ever. Like, I just can't...
Is it Duck Donuts?
No, but you walk in and it's just like this old fashioned diner setup, like, and they just got all these donuts and they're huge and they're cheap and they're so good.
This is us right now.
What is it?
She looked up Foodie Boys podcast.
Oh my god, is that us right now?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, this is so fire.
Foodie Boys?
Yes, the Foodie Boys, bro.
I feel like Tammy. What's Tammy and Amy,
the
us.
Slayton
sisters?
Yes,
bro. We're the Foodie Boys.
SNL did a whole thing on that. Sabrina Carpenter was in it.
Yeah.
iHeartRadio. What do you know about iHeartRadio? I grew up on that. Can we talk about mac and cheese?
Yes. Also, who farted?
Mac and cheese. Oh.
If I had to put a finger on someone in this room, Lucas, it would be you.
It was not me, bro.
It would be you.
I promise
Lucas.
You it was not me.
It would be you.
What are we talking
Can
about?
Can we talk about mac and cheese?
Yes.
Please?
Please.
Yeah. A four cheese mac and cheese.
I can make
one.
A killer.
Well,
mac
it's not
and
about
cheese.
That. It's about getting
mac
and cheese.
To be exact. Yes.
What's your favorite place to get mac and cheese from?
KFC. Boom.
Boom. Wow, this is.
Have any of you guys had the Dave's mac and cheese? Because I have not.
It is. It's good.
It's good?
It's okay. Good.
It's fine.
It tastes
it's
like every
cheddar.
Other. Yeah.
It's fine.
I really like Chick-fil-A mac and cheese.
I've never had that.
I really do like it. I think it's pretty good. I love a good modified mac and cheese.
I was just going to say, the Applebee's four cheese mac and cheese
that's
with the honey tenders on top.
Yes.
That would do me in right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh,
wow. Actually.
Applebee's. Wow.
Applebee's.
No, like, yeah.
Weird triple sampler, bro.
Yes, the triple, like the Applebee's triple dipper is
get
so
me
good.
Every time.
It's so good. And it's like the perfect amount of food.
Yes.
The strawberry lemonade. So ooh. Good.
Guys, can we go to Applebee's?
Yeah, let's go to Applebee's
can
after
we,
this.
Stop
can we just
Applebee's?
Go to Applebee's real quick?
Can we go to Applebee's?
I'm not
I
joking.
Do. I really like the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese, but like, I don't know. I'm just like, there's not a lot of fast food restaurants that have mac and cheese. Like, you know what I mean? Like, McDonald's doesn't, Wendy's. Does Wendy's? No, they don't.
No.
And you can do it wrong.
You can.
Oh, you can.
You can do it wrong.
You can.
And that's
can make
what they
it too
don't
greasy.
Understand.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Too much cheese. You could
yes.
have too much cheese.
You can.
In a
you can.
Cheese.
It's too like liquidy almost.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Oily. Yeah.
I think that homemade mac and cheese, like not out of a box, like homemade baked in the oven mac and cheese is like the best.
Okay, but so here's I'm going to follow you up on that.
Okay.
Do you like breadcrumbs baked on top?
No.
No.
I
get your breadcrumbs out of my mac and cheese.
No, and that's what I've been saying.
I kind
get
of
them
do.
Out.
Wait, I do.
No,
if it's in front of me, I'm scooping under. I'm getting
really.
I'm avoiding the breadcrumbs.
When I make mac and cheese, I just put more cheese on top, not breadcrumbs.
Shout out Foodie Boys Podcast.
Why would I want?
We are the Foodie Boys
in my mac and cheese. Why? Who invented that?
Why?
Who?
Why? I want to be crunchy.
No.
Do you guys like bacon in your mac and cheese?
Oh yeah.
My gosh.
Yes. Oh my god, yeah.
Or like any type of protein on top, honestly.
Protein. What do you mean by that? You put beef on your mac and cheese?
No,
what
no,
do you
no,
mean
no.
By protein?
No. Have you ever had like...
I feel like that's not the weirdest thing ever.
Hamburger helper. Let me speak on it because I have microwavable hamburger helper and I love it. It's so
I've never...
good.
I don't think I've ever had hamburger helper.
Wow. Only person to ever feel this strongly about hamburger
helper.
Like everyone
struggles.
Single-handedly, I keep hamburger helper in business.
Keeping them in business.
Wow.
Someone has to do it.
Somebody has to.
Someone has to do it.
What's more controversial?
Okay, well, I mean, let's talk about chicken tenders.
Okay, I'm going to pull something crazy out. Yes, Dave's is my favorite, obviously. I almost fought Lucas before this podcast because he said he didn't like it. But also, Friendly's, the old chicken tenders that they would put a popsicle stick in. Those. Yes. Never tasted anything like it. It's amazing. It's Dave's for me. It's
for me,
they put a popsicle
tender.
Stick in it?
Yes, like, they would come, they were, like, called fingers, and they would put popsicle sticks in it, and you could eat it like a popsicle.
I've
and
never had the McDonald's good. Tenders, but I think...
Those were really good.
Are they?
But
okay.
The ones before, the buttermilk tenders, these tenders they have now aren't the same as they had, like, a couple years ago.
A buttermilk tender. Mm. Oh, wow.
A so Fireman much. Jake
tender. Oh, wow.
True.
Oh, with a dry rub on top. Hello!
Hi.
Oh.
Graduate.
Are you taking pictures?
I'm going to come back later.
Okay.
It's raining out.
Oh, well, we're going to do a music break if you want, but it's only going to be two songs.
I'm just going to pop in and say hi.
Oh, okay. Yes. This is a talk show, Logan.
Oh.
I just
bye. Guys,
it.
I just hit the dump button so fast.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, anyways,
wait, can I speak?
Yeah, speak.
My mom texted me and said, I'm learning all the meals Alyssa has hated her whole life that we now need to change. And with this, I'm going to say, I've always hated Taco Tuesday. I hate
what?
A
lot.
That hurts my heart.
I'm really sorry.
What?
Really don't like a white
taco.
And we're going to take a music break. Because I think that's the most stereotypes thing, most controversial thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Wow. I'm not okay with that. Okay. Taco Tuesday was always mine.
No, I don't like it.
No, it's
never
so
have.
Peak. It's so
okay, well, anyways, I would say my favorite chicken tender is low key.
Are we even still going?
Bro.
Wait, I never said my favorite.
No, spit it.
I actually don't know, but I was going to say Raising Cane's.
That is the worst opinion I've heard from you.
I really liked it when I had it. I don't know what it was. It was so
was good. Dry and bland. And
did you dip it in the sauce?
The sauce was bad.
The sauce is like candy. That is sweet.
Oh, I thought I don't like the Dave sauce because it's really sweet.
EJ,
you're just incredible.
I have a message for EJ. EJ, when I tell you the only reason that we have taco night is because you choose taco night. I don't like Taco Night. I never
taco
have.
Taco Night will not, yes,
I
not
have
be happening
Taco Night,
in the
I get,
Van
I get
every
a bunch
household.
Of Tostitos and salsa, mm-hmm. and I just eat chips.
And with that, we're going to take a music break.
Fireman Jake tenders are peak.
Jake food is the best.
Guys, I trust I will be coming. Yeah. I will be coming to see you. I will be coming to see you this summer.
No. Like in a restaurant.
I will be coming to see you this summer and getting Jake food.
It's
life-changing,
really.
It's too good.
How do we feel about music? Do we want music?
Yeah.
Okay, Alyssa, you picked this one off of Found Heaven. It's a CD because I have my CDs with me, which I never do. But this is Lonely Dancers. And then the next song is going to be Summer Boy by Lady Gaga. So we're going to take a quick talk break and we'll be back for more.
Yay!
Oh,
We're back.
And all right, shall we begin again?
Yes.
Chips.
With the hot takes.
Oh, perfect. You want to start us off?
I love Lay's barbecue chips. They're my favorite. I think I just like barbecue.
They stay in your bed.
They are in my bed. Let me speak. When I'm in a compromised state, we'll say.
Yes,
I always wake up to Leah putting my barbecue chips in my bed next to me.
Because I know that's what you need.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because I know that's what you need.
I know that's what you need.
I know.
Okay.
I love a good classic nacho cheese Dorito. Or, does this count? But a baked Cheeto. That's my favorite.
I love Lay's baked.
Really baked Cheeto exclusively.
Like, the baked chips are really yummy. I really
very
like those.
Good.
I have two, but I feel like I really love the Cape Cod kettle chips.
Yeah, those are really good.
When I tell you, Lucas, the Cape Cod kettle chips are my favorite chips.
I could the world.
The French onion dip.
Yum. Yeah, that with a good dip.
With a good dip.
Have you ever had, and I don't know, you might not agree, but have you ever had like a tortilla chip dipped in French onion dip?
No.
It's really good. I don't know.
I think I'm going to choose not to.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. I like sour cream and onion chips.
Sprinkle chip.
I really like sprinkle chips.
I love them.
Shout out my mom. Sprinkle chips.
Sprinkle chip.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any other chips.
Yeah, it's Cape Cod.
Cape Cod is so... They're so good.
And, like, artichoke dip. Like,
but, like, honestly... Like, honestly, dip. Any kind of kettle chip, I would say, are my favorite.
Bro. I agree.
I can eat artichoke dip by the spoonful.
Literally by the spoonful.
Yeah.
We gotta go to Applebee's.
We will. Applebee's.
Go to Applebee's and order the whole menu, Loki.
Please.
Like, that's what we're gonna do.
Maybe we'll go there for my birthday, guys.
They were catering so it, good, and I took, like, a plateful of the artichokes. Sodexo artichoke dip.
It's so
yes.
And I brought it.
Yeah, Sodexo artichoke dip's low-key really good.
It's so good.
Let's speak on mashed potatoes, because I think that this is going to be controversial.
What's your favorite form of potato that's not french fries?
Well, no, like, mashed potato, like, do you like it garlic? Do you like it butter? Do you like nothing? Do you like skin in it? Do you like chunk in it or no?
I love a little chunk. I love some garlic and some butter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. A little chunk. Not a lot of chunk.
But, like, excessive amounts of pepper on top.
You see, I have issues because if there's a chunk in my mashed potatoes, I will gag. I can't do it.
It's a potato.
I will manually mash the potatoes if they have chunks in it.
They gotta turn into a liquid state.
Needs to be baby food, unfortunately.
As much as I love a garlic and a butter, I think I also like a turkey gravy on top.
Turkey gravy?
Really good,
okay.
Yeah.
It's good because it's special, too. You only have it, like, a couple times a year.
Right.
That's true.
Holidays,
what's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving?
We always do fried dough.
Really?
That's crazy. Why is that crazy?
Because we do fried dough too. Because we haven't done it in like 3 years.
Not 3 years. We did it last year.
My favorite is the mac and cheese. The mac and cheese.
My fave is the stuffing, but I also really like the mashed potatoes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I hate cranberry sauce.
I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I also
hate cranberries. I hate the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows.
You like or don't?
Don't.
No, I don't like that at all.
I usually eat that as dessert.
Dude, the stuffing.
It's like just sweet.
I'm sorry, but cranberry. I hate cranberry in general. Like, I just don't like it.
It's just not good.
I think it might be my favorite part, Loki. The cranberry. The cranberry.
You gotta take a lap or something.
Hot take.
I feel like that cranberry sauce is one of those things. It's like if you like it or you hate it. Like, there's no really in between. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I just don't.
Ham or turkey?
Turkey.
Ham.
Cody's turkey we had. Amazing.
I'm a ham person.
Cody's turkey.
But it has to...
Shout out Cody.
It can't be dry.
Wait, actually...
Yeah, no.
No, yeah, I'm gonna go with ham, low-key. Because it's not as dry.
I don't really like turkey, like, that much. Like, I'd never go out of my way to be like...
Wow, I want turkey.
Yeah, I really want...
Can't relate. A turkey sandwich.
It can be really good. You just gotta...
As a kid, that's all I would have in my lunch.
Really?
Was just slabs of turkey.
Not even a sandwich?
Not even a sandwich.
Are you serious?
Well, because I don't want cheese with it, and I don't want condiments with it.
What?
And
then
I don't turkey and bread?
Well, I wouldn't want bread with it, so I just eat.
Oh, she's got the sliced meat.
I just eat the sliced meat.
Just meat.
Thinly sliced. It can't be too thick.
It's gotta be thin. It needs to
disintegrate on my tongue.
Oh, okay.
All right. Perfect. All right.
Well, were you guys ever like Lunchables kids?
Yeah, I liked Lunchables.
Dude,
I was always so jealous seeing everybody with their Lunchables.
I know.
I would always buy lunch.
I'd be like,
yeah, I had to buy lunch,
I was a buy lunch kid, yeah. But I would have like Lunchables at like summer camps and stuff.
Do we have a favorite ice cream flavor?
Pistachio. Hot take.
Interesting.
It's my favorite. It's so good.
I love hear me out. Ready?
Yep.
Black raspberry.
Nah. Wow, you just have to be different.
No. Nah. Wow.
It's so
wow, have to like green
flavor.
No, it's so good, bro. It's so good.
I do like black cherry too. It is kind of good.
Okay.
Oh,
I like coffee.
Oh.
Brouhaha is my favorite. Shout out Stewart's.
Dilly Vanilli and Brouhaha.
Brouhaha.
I do not like Brouhaha.
What? Really?
I don't like coffee.
Mm.
Yeah. I do love a good chocolate chip cookie dough.
Ooh.
Aww.
Yeah, that's good.
That sounds so good right now.
Like, ooh. I do love a good chocolate chip cookie dough. Okay, milkshakes. Where?
Chocolate.
Okay, but where?
Where? Sonic.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Sonic. No. Sonic.
I'm your own on that. I'm
like
sorry.
Stewart's though, because I just like Stewart's ice cream.
Stewart's milkshakes are every time they hit, every single time they hit, so good.
Fast food milkshakes are too.
They're too artificial.
Yeah, right.
I would say the best milkshake McDonald's. You're gonna get from a fast food restaurant, honestly, is low-key Chick-fil-A because they actually make them.
See, I was gonna say Five Guys.
Five Guys
that's
too.
Valid, yeah,
they actually make them. Like.
Yeah.
That's if you go to McDonald's, it's coming out of a machine. Like, you know.
I don't have McDonald's milkshakes because I'm allergic to mold and I've had a reaction to it before.
That's good.
Ooh, that's scary.
Just so everyone knows, not
mold?
Not defacing McDonald's, but I'm McDonald's.
M-O-L-D.
Because like the only reason I get a milkshake from McDonald's is because of the Shamrock Shake. Low key. And like I've had better Shamrock Shakes elsewhere. Like I've made a better Shamrock Shake.
Oh, a Shamrock Shake. Oh, I didn't have one this year and I wish I did.
I made one. It was really good.
Wow. Aww. Wow. What's everyone's opinions on breakfast pizza?
Nope.
I love breakfast pizza. Really I will go good. Out of my way to go get breakfast pizza.
A Stewart's
pizza.
Breakfast pizza will do it for me every time. No. And sometimes
I
it's a little doughy.
Breakfast.
But that's okay.
It adds to the
bit. It adds to it.
It makes it better.
It adds to it. I also like a McDonald's breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
McDonald's
peak.
Breakfast is peak. I wish it went a little bit longer.
I wish it went all day.
Yeah.
Because they used peak. To do it all day, too, right?
I have no idea.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it used to be all day.
It's really good.
Okay. What about... Oh, my God. I lost my train of thought.
Soda?
Okay, soda, yeah.
Coke Zero.
Don't like it.
Not at all.
I don't like soda either.
I would say my favorite is a good root beer.
Root beer flow. Ooh,
yeah. A good root beer. Guys, Stewart's root beer is so good.
You're sipping it right now.
I was sipping it. It's really good.
Soda?
But I don't drink that much soda. Like, when I go to the dining hall, I usually get, like, a lemonade or, like, a vitamin water. Right.
I absolutely despise the sodas that are like zero sugar. I hate the taste of like.
Here's the thing: is if you're gonna have a zero sugar soda, you're. It's
just
honestly,
put the soda down.
No, because like it's not I even know. Like just here's the it's zero sugar, but the sweetener really. In it is so bad for you. Yeah. It's worse than just having a soda with sugar.
And it tastes so bad, so I don't understand why people are like, yeah.
Oh, Alyssa,
give me the Coke Zero.
Shaking her head away.
Yeah, it could
be. Do you guys like the new healthy soda movement with like Poppy and Olipop and
it's
like
gross.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
I don't think it's that good either. I don't know.
It's too expensive.
It is really pricey.
I think
but either drink water or drink soda.
At that point, it's probably
but like
just a
the
soda,
thing is with Poppy and Olipop and everything is it is actually really good for you. Like it really is, but it's expensive.
It's not worth it, bro.
No, just drink water.
Just drink water.
Right, like, honestly.
Just drink water.
Yeah,
I love water.
just
get some juice,
drink
honestly.
Water. Are you guys, like, sandwich people? Like, do you like a good sub sandwich?
Ooh, I love
Yeah.
Okay, what's your go-to for sub? Is it, like, a local deli, or do you like to go to, like, Jersey Mike,
when
Subway?
When I tell you I'm single-handedly keeping Subway in business, she I mean that.
You and
my
me both.
I love a Subway sub.
They're good.
And I hate, let me speak. I hate when people say that they don't like Subway because it's entirely customizable. You choose everything, including the bread.
Yeah, you can't mess up your own sandwich.
I know. Then you're just ordering the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Order
something
it's
better.
It's true. It is literally true.
Thank you.
I would say I do like a good Jersey Mike's, but I go to a local place by me usually.
Yellow's has some good subs.
Yellow's is decent. Honestly, like, I'm
like
going to have a very
chicken.
Small dining plan next semester Sup. Just because, like, I'm going to be getting Starbucks and Yellow's.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
real.
You know?
Real.
You feel me?
When I was younger, my Subway order, not like Subway, but my sub order was Italian bread, which is the plain bread.
Mm-hmm.
Italian bread, turkey, extra mayo, and lettuce.
No.
That's not terrible. That's like a beach sandwich to me.
Yeah.
Like something
really I really love like a good ham and American.
You lost me.
I don't know what that is.
Just ham
and
American. And
American, but more. I get more obviously, but that I get that. And then I do mayo, lettuce, tomato, onion, and to top it all off, pickles, bro.
So it's like a BLT, but with
Alyssa
like,
hated that.
What?
She
there's no bacon on it.
Well, yeah, well, it's a BLT with ham. It's an H.
it's
an HLT. HLT.
I also love avocado. I really like a good avocado spread. Just like not seasoned or anything. No guacamole or none of that. Like a good avocado spread.
Don't agree with this.
This entire side of the room disagrees with you on that.
Avocados are so good for you.
I like avocado, but it can be bland without
it can be.
Else.
Yeah. It can be. But I can't believe how good they actually are for you. It's crazy. Like, I was looking at the things, and it's like, it's really, like, I don't know.
The things, you know. I was looking at the macros.
The macros, like the healthy fats. I don't know.
What cereal did you like growing up?
Cheerios,
no milk, straight raw knocking fistfuls out of the box.
Same.
I would hide the box in my room so Bella couldn't take it.
Yeah, we'd eat it by the handful.
I could slam a box by myself.
Growing up, I liked not the Pebbles. What's the other one?
Puffs?
Flakes.
Cocoa Flakes.
No, that's not it.
Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs. Beat them up, beat them up, beat them up.
Cookie ones, right? No, it's like nothing. It's like the Rice Krispies. Cocoa Krispies.
Oh, yeah. They're just
I like those.
Krispies
yeah.
With the chocolate
yeah.
I do not like those. They literally taste like wheat. Like, I don't know.
They taste like rice.
What wheat are you eating?
Right now, my go-to is a Frosted Flake. But I've always...
I love a good Frosted Flake.
I don't want a crunch in my cereal.
That's really?
The milk to cereal ratio, I don't want a crunch. It has to be soggy.
No.
I'm personally offended by that.
Yeah, that's like insane a little bit.
Straight Googling on your cereal. You could have no teeth
teething
and you
on
still be slamming
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gumming her cereal.
Gumming it. Nah.
Final 180.
Whoa.
I can't do this.
I really do like my favorite cereal's gotta be Reese's Puffs. Honestly, they're so good. They're so good.
Go ahead.
I think I love like the Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Just Charms?
Just the Charms?
Yeah.
Have you seen those? I do not like Lucky Charms.
I'll eat the Lucky too.
I really
EJ just texted me, you're wrong, bro.
Yeah, you are wrong. You're very wrong, but that's crazy.
So you're saying you sit there and you wait?
Yes, I genuinely wait. I'll get cereal and then I'll get other things and I'll do other things. So then by the time I get to it, it's low key disintegrating.
It's an oatmeal.
Yes, and I love oatmeal.
Goldilocks over here loves her porridge.
Not too hot, not too cold, just right
amount of mush to it.
Oh my god,
really? I do.
All right, well,
bangers and mash.
The Brits are offended.
Gavin said that's gross.
So gross.
All right,
so
well,
crunchy.
Thank you guys so much. For tuning in today.
And on me getting flamed.
Yep. This has been an amazing show.
British food is so gummy, probably because they don't have teeth. That's like probably why.
Oh, yeah.
That would make sense.
Thank you.
That's final weight.
Oh, I just said like British people like don't have teeth, so like that's probably why the food is mushy.
I would kill to try beans on toast. But specifically, like, British. Like, not here, not in America, not right now. I can't.
Go get a can of mushy.
I can't indulge.
I can't. All right.
All right. Well, thank you guys all so much for tuning in to Stereotypes this semester. I know we took a break, but we came back and we finished strong. And that means you, too, can finish strong with your finals and your semester. So good luck on all your finals. We're rooting you on. And please cheer us on too, because there's we have a lot of finals. And I will be, next time I'm on air, I'll be officially the general manager of WONI.
Yay!
So thank you guys so much for tuning in to Stereotypes and to me and Alyssa's show, and putting up with our antics on air.
And thank you to our guests.
Thank you to our guests. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We still got a couple more hours left for Radiothon. It's going to end at 8, so stay tuned for NJ and Andrew. They'll be on in the next 2 hours. So, yep. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You're listening to Radiothon. 24 hours non-stop tunes.
Yeehaw!
Only on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta the Whale.
Cigarette burns in the same side of our hands. We ain't friends, we're just morons. We broke skin in the same spot. But I've never seen you take a turn that wide. And I'm high enough to still care if I die. So I tried to breathe the thought that you'd worked overtime to stop. You said fuck off. I said nothing for a while. You know I think about you all the time. My deep misunderstanding of your life. And how bad it must have been for you back then. And how hard it was to keep it all inside. I miss you.
You're listening to
Radio
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of